So around the time that our video project, our last video project, was finishing, a company called Rock Regal approached us and asked the college if we'd be able to help make them a new health and safety video. Obviously, myself and a few other classmates decided that this would be a good opportunity for client work and something quite good that we can put in to our CVs, maybe. And seeing as it was like, for the proposal, it was like quite a big project, the college said that we would be able to do it for our final major project. Having a client come in and essentially give us a project really helped save time on actually planning a project and actually having to think of like a script and having to think of sort of what we were planning to get. So it was essentially, they gave us a script, they gave us a brief idea of what message they wanted to put across, and then it was literally just a case of having a small meeting, seeing if everyone could shoot at their main site, which was Troy Court, and we started shooting. I think as creative students, our little group had figured out that traditionally, most health and safety videos, site induction videos, aren't that appealing and that fun to watch. So there was a small process of trying to think of how we make this product look as visually appealing as possible, as that's essentially the main thing that we can do to improve the project and the final video as a whole. When it came to shooting, we were, as I mentioned before, we were given a script to pretty much follow and sort of come up with these shots and trying to figure out, you know, how we shoot it, how we would sort of all put it together. The main camera that we were using was the Blackmagic Mini 4K camera. The main reason why we were using this is essentially it's the best camera that we have, and it's so that we can put out the best picture quality that we possibly can just to make it look that good. Working in a group on this project definitely had some pros and cons to it. Obviously, the main reason why we were working in a group was mainly because this project is so massive. I don't think that one person could have managed to do all the filming, do all the editing, do all the planning, and just have this whole mountain of stuff to do by themselves. So yeah, definitely having a big group was a massive advantage, and the way we managed to bounce ideas off each other and have these different thoughts of, oh, what if we shot it like this and what if we shot it like that, was pretty good. There was one shot where we needed to get just a quick few seconds of someone pressing the fire alarm. It was going to be literally really quick, and we had an idea that, oh, we'll just do ourselves pressing the button because that's easy. But actually reminding ourselves that this is a client project, you know, we need to take care of it, we need to make sure that it's a high quality. We're like, okay, well, we need to get someone who actually works here, we need to get someone who sort of blends in with the surroundings, you know, someone who actually looks like they work on a site, to push the button in the end. And we got that shot and it looked quite good. Also, having a big group meant that people could take turns in going to the different shoots, because the main idea was for the first few shoots we had at Troy Court, we all went as a big group just so we could sort of understand the whole feel of it and what we wanted to shoot. But having that sort of leniency of, oh, the other three people, Charlotte, Sammy and Finn, just sort of organizing between each other who would shoot when, was quite handy. We did discover that being a big group of four did really help us, but obviously there was a few sort of disadvantages to that. Mainly sort of did show itself at the first few shoots where we were there as a big four. You know, there were so many people that wanted to shoot, and there were people that wanted to do this, and there was people who wanted to do, you know, record the audio. It wasn't that easy to manage. It wasn't quite easy to say, oh, well, can Charlotte come down, can Sammy come down, oh, well, Finn can't come, so do we call it off, do we just do it ourselves? And then trying to figure that out was a bit of a pain. So we did pretty much come to the conclusion of, well, okay, no more than three of us go to one shoot. And then pretty much from there, we decided that two people shoot one day and then two people shoot the other day. Because the idea was that we would shoot on a Thursday and then we'd shoot on a Friday. So having all four of us go on a Thursday and then all the same four go on a Friday wasn't exactly that good. There was also a bit of, not conflict, but when it came to shooting, of trying to decide how we shoot things, there were a few times where, you know, there was a shot of the crane. It was whether we track it as it moved or kept it static as it moved, and it wasn't that easy to manage because we couldn't, it wouldn't have been convenient for the workers that were there to say, oh, well, can you move it just that one more time? You know, we didn't feel, we could ask, and, you know, we did ask, and there was a few times where people did say to do it, but we didn't want to disrupt the workflow so much that, you know, kit that was getting taken to one of the buildings was stopped because this group of students want to shoot it. I think the whole organisation of the group was a little bit skewed because trying to manage who would go to what shoot essentially in the week or on the day of the shoot was becoming a tiny bit of a problem because it was more or less just other people going, fine, I'll do it, or fine, I'll go, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't good. I feel like we could have maybe assembled some sort of rota to try and organise who would shoot and what we would shoot on that day. I think it fooled a little bit on Rock's problem as well, because we were always sort of uncertain whether we'd be shooting on the Thursday and the Friday or not. I feel like if we'd gotten some sort of confirmation from them to say that we are shooting, then maybe we could have sort of made a rota. But again, we didn't. I feel like we could have actually asked Rock just to fully make sure and make like another little meeting to say, well, okay, what days are we going to be shooting, what week are we going to be shooting in, sort of what we're going to shoot and where we're going to be. There was a few problems while we were actually shooting as well, while we were on site, as it almost seemed rushed in a way, because some of the things that we did want to get were more or less going on at the same time, because there's obviously the shots that we wanted to get in terms of like the scripts, so whether that was looking at the environment, site safety, or housekeeping. We were able to get that because it was pretty much there, but stuff in terms of B-roll and have that sort of like something cool that was going on, whether it was the crane that was moving, whether it was a truck that was going down sort of the path in the middle of the site, we sort of did want to get, but then it was again almost rushed, and having to ask people to do it again and disrupt the work wasn't something that we were, you know, one thing to do. But I feel that if Rock had maybe organized with the specific people that we wanted to shoot while we were shooting, it would have cleared it up, and it would have made this sort of workflow continue, and it would have made our flow of shooting go a lot smoother as well. As I mentioned, the main camera that we were using during the shoot was the Blackmagic Mini 4K camera, mainly because that was the best camera we had, and it's the best camera that can put out the best picture quality. Not everyone had a lot of experience with that camera, so there was a bit of a learning curve while we were shooting. Everyone did get a chance to shoot, and everyone sort of learned how to use it, which was pretty good. But there obviously were a few shots where people were using it for the first time, and they did look a little bit off, but it didn't take too long to sort of reset and get back to getting that shot again. But the main thing is that everyone managed to use it, and I think everyone now can confidently use that camera and go freely just with shooting on it. And it got to the point with the camera where, you know, we were putting out some really good shots, whether it was the crane, whether it was naturally the sun behind one object that we were tracking, it looked really good, and all the shots that we got overall when they're all put together in our edit, they looked really, really smooth, and they looked really, really good. it's almost near more of a professional practice. One problem that there was with the camera that when I was using it was a setting with the white balance. Now, when we usually shot, we had a small piece of white paper which was used for the white balance. So when we went to a new location or we just moved around, we'd use that piece of paper to reset the white balance so the shot looks all right. So whether it was too warm or too cool, it managed to do it automatically. But there was one shot, I think, at Troy Court where we didn't have that piece of paper. So I had to muck around with the white balance settings just to sort of level out how warm it looked in terms of the shot. I managed to do it in the end. It was a bit of a pain just to sort of sort out. It did take a little bit, but after a couple minutes I managed to suss it all out and I got the shot I needed to get. Any shots that were like that, that looked slightly off, I think there was a few shots when we went to go visit the doctor to do the drug testing. The room looked slightly off, but by using colour correction while we were editing, we managed to fix that shot and I sort of got the shot I wanted in the end and it looked really nice. While we were shooting, when we were there for the first couple of shoots, when we were using the entire group with the Blackmagic, we were using a rifle mic connected through like an XLR cable straight into the camera. But over time, we figured out that having this extra person straddle along with the camera was really annoying to try and sort out, because obviously on the site there were lots of things going on at the same time, so anything that we wanted to quickly record was pretty much halted because, you know, we needed to make sure that the mic was all still plugged in, you know, we hadn't snagged one of the cables, and just trying to move around and get around the site was just a real pain with having this just extra length of cable and a big mic in the way. But luckily the Blackmagic's mic, the internal mic, was actually had like a really good quality to it. It meant that we didn't have to have this person stand with the mic, and it meant that we could move around a lot easier. If we were to shoot all of this again, I feel like it definitely would have been a much better idea to reorganize everything, to have this rotor put in beforehand, to organize who shot when, what we would shoot, and how long we'd be there for. And I feel like we could have had a better communication with Rock to understand what days and how long we would be there for, and also give them a clear idea and give them what we wanted to shoot like on the day, and allow them to speak to the people who were going to be on that site for the day to let them know prehand that we're going to be recording there. And to be fair, they did warn them every now and then while we were there, but again there were times where a few people were under prepared and it was sort of stopping the workflow. The editing process went relatively smoothly, I'd say. While I was editing, there was a few problems that I had with the audio as usual, just trying to mix between whether we had the audio from the footage. You know, there was a few moments in the asbestos section where a lot of the audio in the background you could still hear, and I was trying to balance that between having Sammy's voice play in the background, and it was just sort of this pain of trying to mix it and deciding whether to actually have that audio in the background or not, just for context in the clip, just to sort of have a bit more emergence to it. There was stuff that I hadn't actually used in editing before, and that was the colour correction. As I mentioned with shooting, there was a few shots where they didn't look sort of up to scratch, and there was a few shots where other people had shot and they maybe forgot to do the white balance. So I watched a quick tutorial on how to colour correct effectively, and I managed to suss it out fully, and I got the shots I wanted in the end and made them look sort of respectable. So originally we had planned that during the shoot as a whole, we wouldn't have anyone do a piece of camera apart from HSI and read out the script. We found that it'd be much sort of convenient and nicer to have someone read out the script in the background while clips of what he was talking about play. We were going to get a voiceover artist to do this for us, but just due to time constraints and sort of the time that Rock wanted to get it done, we weren't able to get the voice in time for our project hand in. So we asked one of the people in the group, Sammy, to read out the script for us. Recording that was a bit of an annoyance with the ADR room trying to organise it. There was a few things that didn't work with the mics and sort of the audio balancing and trying to just set it up. But we were able to get it finished in the end with help from a tutor just to help set up the ADR room and get the overall script done. The script that we have now of Sammy isn't the best, nor is it completely terrible. It works, essentially. But the way he sort of reads out the lines are quite slow. I would have wanted to maybe have him redo it again, just so the lines that he reads out are slightly quicker, so we can shorten down the edit. Though eventually we did have one of the tutors, Sam, read out the script again at a nice steady pace and have him sort of articulate a lot more. The original idea was just to, when he'd finished recording, was just to put it straight into the edit, but we figured out that because the way he was reading it out and the pacing is a lot different to Sammy, so that meant that we would have to shorten down a load of clips, and I'd have to cut out a few bits. I'd have to put in a few extra shots that either maybe Finn or Charlotte were using, and we essentially just didn't want people to have multiple of the same shots in the edit. So I personally didn't manage to get the Sam's voice in just because of time constraints and the amount of time I had to do it. If it were up to me, I would have probably wanted Sam to do the voiceover first, just to make sure that we could get the highest quality that we could before we had the voiceover artist. But during the exhibition, I might put his voice in. The way we decided to tackle the editing process was that we split off into four and we do sections of the entire clip. Now, personally, I was given asbestos, the conclusion, environmental awareness, and a few other things. The main problem that was with that was that because we sort of weren't editing at the same time and we didn't really establish who had what clips, there's a lot of clips throughout the entire edit for the client project that are more or less the same, or there's a few shots where they're quite long and the people have cut them down. So you'll have a shot of, say, a minute clip, someone has taken the first 30 seconds, and for example, I use the last 30 seconds of a clip down at the wave site. It doesn't really look that professional in a way. It almost looks rushed. Obviously, the points in the script where we were talking about, where the script was talking about asbestos, I used them clips rather than, say, Finn or Sammy, because they obviously didn't have the asbestos cover topic to cover. So any clips there which are specifically context aren't used other than my personal edit. But for the parts where there's points in the script where there's no sort of context, there's no real topic that's being spoken about, there's no sort of rules that are being read out, there's a lot of clips in there which just are for B-roll, whether it's something going down a little lane, whether it is the big crane moving around. For next time, I probably would want to sit down with everyone and organise who gets what shots, other than what we actually need in the edit. Again, as I mentioned, people who were talking about housekeeping would have all the clips there about housekeeping, and people who were talking about environmental awareness would have the clips about environmental awareness. But all the clips in between, I would have wanted to organise who got what. Another problem we also had during editing was the process of how the video is actually put together and the differentiation of editing skills. Obviously, there are people in a group who can edit better than others, so there are points in the entire thing where you can definitely tell that someone else has done the editing. It wasn't really something that we'd spoken about. It wasn't really something that we had sort of like put together. Now, obviously, a health and safety video for a site isn't supposed to be all sort of action-y and sort of quick edits and these sort of really big, you know, flashy moments. It's supposed to be nice and clean. It's supposed to be nice and respectful and clear. So we'd managed to get that point across just to keep it sort of calm and nicely well-paced. But again, the differentiation of editing skill was very noticeable. And I feel like for next time, we could definitely sit down and sort of speak about how we personally edit and how we edit properly and sort of the clips we use. Overall, the editing process for me went relatively smoothly. I managed to get my edit done in time and I got all the clips I wanted to get. Yes, there were problems with the actual way I edit, and there was the problem that I had with sort of the whole idea of who used what clips. But overall, I think my edit went pretty well. I think that the whole thing I did with the colour correction and learning how to do that was a big save, because most of the shots in my that I were using weren't exactly looking good. But I'm glad that I was able to correctly colour those shots and get them in and made them look nice. One thing I do find, or I did find quite annoying, was the paperwork, essentially because I don't find paperwork that enjoyable. It is quite annoying to get on with it. I find that sort of writing, you know, thinking about what to write, that process just sort of belittles me, and I find it really difficult just to get on with it, because most of the time where I get stuck, I just completely freeze and I just don't get on with work. Though with a few pieces of work, like the proposal, I asked my tutor just for some help and I managed to get it done in the end successfully, and it turned out all right. There was a few bits and pieces which I managed to get done quickly, like the budget. Seeing as I had a budget done for my last project, all I had to do now was change out a few pieces of the kit and change the amount of time that I needed it for, and change the pricing for it as well. So that was quite good. There were processes where I got it done really quick, and then there was times where it just took forever to do. Overall, I think the project went pretty well. Having a client come in and sort of give us this amazing opportunity to, one, do client work and have half of our project done for us was great. Being able to say that I've worked on something this big is quite amazing. I really like that thought. You know, as far as shooting went, of course there was a few problems that was with the camera. There's a few people that were using it for the first time, but in the end, you know, we got everything that we needed to get. We satisfied Rock, we satisfied ourselves, and definitely improved on some of our skills, like camera work and sort of like framing and that, and I feel like I've done that personally. But again, with those problems comes improvement, and I feel that's always great, especially on, again, a project this big. As far as the edit goes as well, I feel like Rock are quite happy with it. Obviously, they haven't had much sort of communication with us in terms of how we edit it and how they want it edited. But as long as it's put together and it's to an acceptable standard, which I feel like it more than is, is definitely a very good plus, and I feel like Rock are going to be very and are very happy with us and what we've been able to do.